Merrimack's home opener, also opening of Gallant Pavilion, and Merrimack wins 4-1 over Clarkson. Joining us, the head coach of the Warriors, Scott Bork. And this was one of those, kind of signature, I think, games by you guys. When you guys are playing your best, you're limiting the other team's scoring chances. I think they only had 16 shots on goal, but they probably had half of that midway through the game. Overall, a very strong defensive effort for you guys.
Yeah, I thought we gave, they were really good in the rush. That's how they scored their goal, and we gave up some chances that I would hope we wouldn't give up in the future. But I really, I thought that our guys defended hard, and we defended the blue line hard, and we got in shot lanes really well. And that's a huge part of success in hockey now, is who's willing to do that. And tonight we were willing, and that was important.
Yeah, we were watching, upstairs the ESPN Plus broadcast. They put up the stats between periods and so on. So you're looking at things like shot attempts. Clarkson had maybe 26 after two periods, I think 11 on goal. When you're holding the other team, they can't even get half of their shots through. That says a lot about what you guys are doing to block shots and whatever you have to do to keep the puck away from the net.
Yeah, it's a great commitment by our forward group and our defensemen. We had some secondary blocks as well.
Yeah.
But it's really, I think our team, when you do that and you have success, it really lifts the whole bench. And guys need to appreciate that. When they're physically in the lanes and they get taken a puck, the whole bench lifts up. It's better than a goal almost sometimes. And those are just important plays, and it really shuts down offense. Frustrating for the offensive team. We've had it happen to us, Quinnipiac last year, we got a lot of shots we attempted, but we just didn't get them through. And tonight we did the same thing, and I think our team's trying to learn from that.
Warrior of the game tonight, we had Christian Felton. It could have been a number of guys on a game like this, but especially with the defensive effort, the penalty kill was big. He blocked three shots. I think it was a plus two. Obviously had a nice feed to the net for Mac Welcher on the goal that ended up being the game winner. But, boy, he's been so steady out there, it seems, and yet every year he just gets better and better.
He's a big-time player. He just is. He's a big-time competitor. His effort is extreme on every play. His effort in practice is the same way. His development, which he's taken ownership of, has been outstanding, and I think it's our whole team believes in that. And I love rolling him over the wall because I know he can play all day, and he plays with pace all day.
Mm-hmm. Matt Capone's goal on the power play, I'm sure not the way you guys drew it up, but he goes 1-on-3 and is able to score a real pretty goal.
Yeah, big time play by Matty, and he attacked, and I think that's a hard thing to defend because there's three guys, and who's taking them, and so he basically attacked them and made a really nice play, and he does that a lot in practice. It's not like that's the first time I've seen that. It's the first time I've seen it in the game, though, and it was a pretty exciting way to start the game for us.
Overall power play, what'd you think? I mean, I know one chance was 4 seconds, doesn't really count. You had three or four chances overall. What did you think of the power play?
I thought we moved it really well. I thought we got pucks back really well. We didn't shoot as much, I thought we kind of passed up some shot opportunities, maybe being a little bit too fine, but I love the way we're moving it, and I love the way we're supporting the puck, and I thought we got pucks back, which is really important.
Mm-hmm. I knew one of the things you guys wanted to focus on after last weekend was trying to stay out of the box, and it seemed like, for the most part, you were able to do that tonight.
Yeah, we could have done a little bit better job. We've taken too many men on the ice penalty. It's just such a stupid play by us, and that's really on the coaches. But at the end of the day, I thought we did a better job of staying out, and we did a good job on the kill again. And that's I think that's going to be a really good power play by the end of the year that Clarkson has. They really moved it well.
Yeah.
But our PK stayed in lanes very well. They communicated. They were really loud, and I really liked how they played.
So in that second period, you guys have the 1-0 lead after one. You're really carried play for most of the period, out shooting them, I think, 13-3 or something like that. Second period, they really seemed to buckle down defensively. You couldn't get a lot going in the first half of that period. They're threatening to maybe tie the game on several different cases. And then you get that goal off the faceoff, the Mac Welcher goal. That seemed like one of the big goals of the game.
Yeah, I think that gave our team some confidence. We played the game to start the game, I thought, on our heels. And I thought when we came out in the second period, we were on our heels a little bit as well. They really were attacking us and generating stuff. And that was just such a big play. And face-off goals kill you because, all you had to do was win that face-off. It's not in. All you had to do was get in a lane. It's not a goal. And so when you score one, it's really positive. And when you give one up, it's really tough. So that was a big goal for our bench. Really lifted our guys. When they scored to make it 2-1, I thought we just kind of buckled in and buckled down. And, if it was 1-1, that might have been a different story. But I think we played with a lot of confidence the rest of the way.
And then another big goal, certainly. It was 2-1 for a while in this game. And they were, like I said, threatening. They had power plays. They were threatening to tie it up several times. Then Chase Stevenson is able to score the goal on a pretty play to make it 3-1.
Yeah, really nice play. you know, we've gotten contributions from the whole lineup and how they've played. But Benny Barr, you know, I mean, we've all watched him for, you know, now our fifth year, and we're so fortunate to have him here. And the way he played and makes plays and makes other players around him better, you know, for Chase playing with him, and, you know, it's a nice way to come into a new team to play with Benny. And I thought that they played really well. And Tyler Young has really added to that group. And so, you know, he had a really good weekend in Arizona, and I think that he's come back, and, you know, we're really watching a guy who's in the middle of kind of popping for us. And I'm excited about those three because I think they've played really well together. And we just got to keep it rolling, you know. And the biggest, the hardest decision will be when we get, you know, Alex back. But, you know, it's making other people better, and that's a good thing. You know, any thing time you have a guy out, if the guy ain't going to get better, that's a good thing.
Yeah, right.
Zach Borghil, I mean, it seems like you got a real goaltending competition on your hands, and both guys have played well. Zach Borghil again tonight wasn't called on to make a lot of saves, but there were some key saves at key times in this game.
You know, they may not had a lot of shots. They had, the shots they did have, at least half of them were grade A. And then the thing I thought he did really well was he managed the puck well. Like, you know, they put a lot of pucks below the goal line. He did a really good job of kind of controlling it, making, you know, going past their forecheck. That was a huge part of our breakout with Zach. So really good game from him, making some really important saves, but also in managing our zone and the puck. I thought he did a really good job.
I thought a perfect example of that, and, you know, being able to think ahead, you know, maybe it's a case where a guy can't do that right away when he comes in, but as he gets more experience, he's able to do that. And I think it was 2.5 minutes left in the game. Clarkson was trying to get the goalie out. You know, they were trying to obviously get at least one goal, you know, eventually try to tie the game. But there's a shot that comes in on him. He normally, I think, would have tied up that puck. Instead, he sees, I got to keep the play going to get the clock running. And he's able to find, you know, he knows that there's a teammate, a defenseman on his left side that he can just get the puck to and keep that clock rolling. Just a really smart play by him, I thought.
Well, you know, that's a guy who's a senior, you know, who's played a lot of hockey for us. And, you know, it's really, when you do that, whenever you go 6-on-5, like they did, you're hoping for a face-off, you know. So I'm sure they have a play, they're going to run it. But when the clock keeps running, you're
they're hoping for it.
They're
right,
hoping for a face-off. And I think that, you know, when you keep the clock running, it really gives the benefit to the defensive team. They don't get in their set, and it gives your guys a chance to go through it. Our whole team, perhaps, is 5-on-6, so we're ready for that situation. And it really helped us. And for Zach, you know, I've had goalies tie that puck up myself, even here, and it's a huge mistake. But he really played big without it.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Sunday against St. Lawrence.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.